Welcome back to another episode of the Thrive Daily Podcast, a podcast for the 5%. We are all about that new mindset and that new perspective, giving you the fuel you need to thrive on the daily. Ladies and gentlemen, it is late. Not gonna lie, pretty tired, and I want to open up with some transparency here. I know we were just talking about a few episodes ago about the balance between work and rest and how both are important and the significance of each. But I'm not gonna BS you guys. Pretty burnt out right now. But that's the thing, is we stay aware of that, right? That's all about becoming aware enough to stay on top of these things. So yes, I am realizing that I am pretty burnt out. It's about 1 a.m. I've got to get up early in the morning, but we are getting these podcasts out for you guys each and every single week. But I just wanted to open up and say, like, yeah, I'm feeling exhausted lately. So probably going to take some time this weekend after we get the vlog and the podcast work done, and we're going to take some time to chillax. But wanting to make an effort to be more mindful of myself, right? Be aware and share that with you guys and not be afraid to be transparent and open up about it. So there's that. We got a few announcements real quick. So two things. I'll give you the less exciting thing. Well, they're both really exciting, but the one thing's really exciting. So first off, new vlog is coming out very soon. So by the time you're listening to this, the vlog should be out within the next day or so. Definitely going to get it out by the end of the work week. Really excited about that. It's a good quality vlog for sure. It kind of, a lot of my stuff recently has been based around Charlotte Esports, which is an organization I work with. I do branding, like brand development for them, and videography. My time's limited as to how much time I can put in to really grow the brand right now, but that's going to change as we grow and are able to compensate our volunteers / future employees more. So very, very excited about that. New vlog kind of based around that, but it kind of gives you the inside scoop on what I do while I've been gone. I was in Virginia for a while, so that's what we were doing up there. Stay tuned. Subscribe if you haven't. And yeah. So anyways, the big thing. For those of you who follow me, you probably have seen, or maybe you haven't seen, a little endeavor that's been floating around on my page and that I've been kind of talking about recently, called My Beauty Secrets. And that is something that's very, very new to my portfolio of things that I'm involved in, my endeavors, right? But basically, long story short, a friend of mine, Zoe, and I were at the beach and we were sitting down by the water and we were just talking. And we decided to just take a leap, and we felt like we'd make a good team, like business-wise, business partners. So we developed this whole like page and stuff on Instagram, and I put together like an e-commerce store, and we took a product that we worked alongside of Zoe's dad, who is very much into like the beauty space already. And we worked with him to finalize a actual product, right? Which is called BAM. It's kind of cheesy. That's what her dad wanted to go with. He was liking this retro thing, but it kind of grew on us. It's like a retro kind of style to it, but it's our first product. We just went live on our website actually today, the Tuesday night, and I'm really excited about it. We're starting out just with the one product to kind of, you know, get our grip around that, and then we'll move along from there. But My Beauty Secrets is live. Go follow it on Instagram. You can just find it from my profile or my bio or whatever, but please support that. We're really hoping that it's going to take off. Really excited about it. The charcoal teeth whitening strips work. They're all natural, non-toxic. They've got like activated coconut charcoal in them. They're really freaking good. And I mean, there's no BS about it. Like, it's all legit and they do work. I would not put my name behind something that doesn't work. So go on my Instagram, click the link in my bio and purchase some of those strips. Use the discount code BLACKTEETH to get an extra 15% off with free shipping anywhere in the US. That sounded just like an ad. Hey, why don't we do that? Okay, today's podcast is sponsored by My Beauty Secrets. Go pick up your teeth whitening strips today. All right. I met for coffee with a really good friend of mine named Ed. And Ed is special. He is one of those people that I have in my life that recharge me. And it's the same way for him. So it's a mutual thing. So like I recharge him and he recharges me, which is a really cool duo. But I don't see him a lot and he doesn't see me a lot because we're just really busy doing our own things in life, right? But we got together for coffee today and we just chatted and we talked. And it was so nice because I've been talking about how I was burnt out or whatever. Well, conversations like that just like give me this new drive and new desire for life and everything. And I struggle sometimes with staying charged up. And I know I was reading this book called Thrive actually by Arianna Huffington, and she was talking about how. I've probably mentioned this before on the podcast, but the whole idea of like the phone, like we all use our phones and like we hug the chargers, right? Like if our phone's about to die, we're like scrambling and trying to like find a charger. As soon as our phone gets low, we're rushing to recharge and get that thing juiced up again. But then when it comes to our mentality with our life, our mind, everything, just like our life in general, when we get low on battery and when we need to recharge, We drive ourselves to the ground. We let the thing go dead and sit in our cabinet for a week before we actually get up to do anything. We drive ourselves into the ground before we decide to recharge. And that's not good. It should be the other way around, right? So I encourage all of you guys, don't let yourself get so low. And I'm speaking to myself. I struggle with this like now. Like this is something I struggle with. But let's try not to let ourselves get so low to where we just completely give out and die before we realize that we need to be recharged. Constantly be assessing yourself for that low battery per se and make an effort to recharge when possible, because that is very, very important in order for you to just whatever it is that you do, you're not going to be able to fulfill that with excellence if you're not recharged. So make sure you're recharging. Surround yourself with that type of people. One thing that Ed and I talked about was the whole idea of luck, right? We had a little conversation about this where people were like, man, I just got lucky or whatever. And we both kind of have a similar opinion on luck, which is, he said this is, I don't know if this is something he quoted like from himself or he got it from somewhere else, but he told me today, he was like, Jabe, just look at me in the eyes like, Jabe, you know, luck's a bunch of BS, right? He's like, all luck is when opportunity meets preparation or preparation meets opportunity. You can flip-flop or whatever. But the point is luck is more about being prepared when the opportunity arises. Because in life, we're all going to have opportunities that come up in our lives to be able to take on new things, right? But we might not always be trained to see the opportunity or be prepared to take on the opportunity like we want to be. And there's a lot of simple, practical ways that you can create, quote unquote, more luck if you just make an effort to do it, right? I mean, first off, obviously, you've got to envision new opportunities because there is so much power in speaking that into existence and calling it in, as Zoe says, right? My business partner, she always talks about, like, we were calling it in, Jabe. Like, she speaks that positive affirmation over, like, our business and stuff, and it's definitely going to take off. So I'm excited about that, but you've got to ask for it, right? I mean, pray, ask the Lord to provide you opportunities. God, like, give me opportunities to excel, to exceed with excellence and do all that I want to do. Like put those opportunities, put the people, put the circumstances in front of me. That way, I'm able to act on that. But the thing is, you got to be ready to take them on, right? So if you're going to envision new opportunities, if you're going to ask for those things, you've got to make sure you're ready to take those things on and go to the next level and actually execute on those opportunities, right? You got to be able to assess yourself, right? I mean, anytime new doors are opening, Self-knowledge is a very powerful tool. Knowing yourself, identifying your strengths, being aware of your weaknesses, all that's going to help you recognize where you can excel and where you're going to have a hard time excelling, right? What it's going to help you better prepare for future circumstances and opportunities that arise when you know yourself, when you know your strengths, when you know your weaknesses. And I always say, like, start by focusing on what you already know. I always say, okay, your strengths. Well, what are my strengths? Well, think about it. Okay, what comes easy to you? What do you care about? What are you passionate about? What part of your day, of your work day, whatever, what excites you? Okay, take all that, write it down. I'm not saying I really do this, but this is a good, good little tip for all of us, including myself. I like to do it mentally, but just paint a picture mentally or write it down, whatever you got to do, to figure out those things. What comes easy to you, what you care about, what you're passionate about, what excites you, like all that stuff. Write it down or picture in your head and just get like a clear assessment of all of that, right? And focus on those abilities. Focus on growing those strengths already that you have and strategize on ways to improve those things, right? Seriously, like, and again, everything, I keep saying this, but everything I'm talking about, this applies to me too. I think in the beginning, everyone used to think that I was like just all about the stuff and I'm like always like goal setting and like sitting down and like analyzing and strat. Like, I suck at that stuff. I have the attention span of a freaking fish. Like, I cannot sit still. I cannot sit down and write and like clear my brain. Like, I'm bad at that. So I'm speaking to myself here too. But once you get a clear assessment of all of that and focus on those, on growing those strengths, you need to find a way to use them, right? So don't lose those things. Like, actually, you find a way, if you have passions or skills that are being underutilized in your current position, in your current situation, whatever, find a way to use those, because if you do not practice your skills and hone in and master the skills, you will lose them, and that is just facts. So make sure you're doing that, right? And again, like I always say, okay, the reason you want to focus on your strengths is because if you try to look at the things you're bad at and then try to get good at them, you're going to go from being sucking at something, just becoming mediocre at it, versus being good at something and becoming great at it. Okay, there's plenty of people that are okay at a bunch of things, but you want to be great at a couple of things. And I know that sounds like not controversial, but I'm contradicting myself because I'm involved in so many things. I'm like spread so thin right now, which is true. That's being transparent. That's one of the reasons I feel stressed, is because I'm transparent, but I still have a very good sense of like what my strengths are, and all the things that I'm quote unquote spread thin on are still things that I'm naturally good at. So that's probably the only reason I'm able to maintain it all. All right. So that was okay. I got to kind of give some structure here. So that's number one, right? Assess yourself. Okay, assess yourself, learn to be self-aware. Number two is stay flexible, right? Opportunity is literally everywhere. People that have this negative mindset on life, that think they can't achieve things, that think it's just that everything's luck-based, I hate you. Maybe I hate you. That's a hard word. That's a harsh word. But I very much dislike your perspective on life. Right? The more you are open to what life offers, the more likely you're going to recognize it. Right? Just be open to changing priorities. Learn to compromise. Look at change as a positive. Right? And this is something that I've really had to do, is I've had to be so... Okay, little backstory here. I've never had a real job ever. The closest thing to a real job I've had is at the Holy Grind, right? But even at the Holy Grind, I make my own schedule pretty much. God has blessed me with amazing management and in some seniority, right? I've been there since before we opened. And so it has really been nice to make my own schedule, but I've been super flexible. And I started working when I was 14, guys, I was an online inventory manager / detailer. So I would help detail cars and then also handle all of the online inventory and taking pictures of all the cars for the website and stuff at a used car dealership in Kannapolis. But I had a flexible schedule. I kind of made my own hours. I came in when I wanted. And then, you know, at Five Star, our business, I can work whenever I want to. I try to honor, you know, showing up, like, you know, 8 to 5, being there. But I can leave whenever I want if I need to. Like, I can... The point that snakes, y'all are probably thinking, Jabe, you're freaking spoiled, bro. Like, and then, like, I do the videography stuff and everything, too. And that's small on schedule. But, like, Jabe, you're spoiled. No, I'm not spoiled. I always wanted to be able to jump on something else if I needed to. And for me personally, having a normal job would not allow me to do that. So I had to navigate around that. I mean, obviously, everyone can't do that. So I'm not saying... But don't think that if you don't have a flexible job, that you're not going to be able to hop on opportunities, right? There's plenty of opportunity out there. But try to stay as flexible as possible. Be open to changing priorities and just compromising on some things. Just be open to it, right? Look forward to networking with new people, right? And just the more open you are in general to changing things around, to take advantage of new circumstances or whatever, meet new people, just whatever. You're going to develop a reputation as a pretty cool person if you stay flexible and you're constantly seizing opportunities to meet. And that's one thing I'm doing right now. Like, even I have a guy that he's a YouTuber, and I'm working with him, helping him film some stuff. And I try to stay available because he'll hit me up and be like, "Hey, Jabe, you know, can you come in tonight and film?" And no, he's actually not paying me anything right now. Like, he's not. Like, I make $0 doing it, but I'll go drive and meet him downtown Concord and film because I see the bigger picture. He has a YouTube channel that is about to blow up. He's got almost 100K, and I want to be where he is, and he wants to be where so-and-so is. And I'm taking advantage of that opportunity. I saw the opportunity there. I saw someone that's where I want to be. He's doing what I want to do. He's a master at his craft, and I want to learn how he does that, and what better way to go work for him, basically for free in exchange for some shout outs on his YouTube and stuff. So stay flexible, right? Number three, and I'm going to kind of speed this up a little bit because we are already almost 20 minutes into this, and usually I try to keep these episodes shorter, but this might be a little bit longer today. But number three, forge healthy relationships. Okay. I know that I used to like not, by the way, this is a side note. I know I used to not structure these podcasts as much, but I've had some feedback and it sounds like people kind of like the boom, 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 like point style. Let me know if you guys like this, but number three is forge healthy relationships, right? So new opportunities are a lot of times come through people and coworkers, team members, like individuals, just work relationships, whatever. A lot of new opportunities come through people, right? And relationships thrive on communication, on collaboration, with mutual respect. Like, that is how relationships, that's how relationships thrive, right? It's by connecting, communicating, collaborating on things, and just like having like a healthy respect for each other, right? So work on building solid relationships with others. Try to listen before responding. And this is something that I'm really trying to work on too, right? Is like just being attentive and trying to show interest and not just be preparing what you're going to say next, but genuinely listen. You can hear, but like, you can hear them, but are you listening to them? Right? So listen before you respond, right? Just be attentive to them. And make connections with people and let them know that you genuinely care and respect them. And I'm telling you, the more you value them, the more they're going to value you. And you never know what type of opportunities are going to come with that individual. I cannot count the amount of opportunities that have come just from coffee shops, like the one I work at and others, just from coffee shops. The amount of the opportunity that's come. I've met all kinds of cool people in all kinds of different coffee shops all over North Carolina and South Carolina and Germany and the Netherlands, literally, like, in coffee shops. It's crazy. But respect people, value them, treat them well, and I'm telling you, you're going to set a good impression, and those healthy relationships are going to help you open up new doors. Number four is learn, okay? Learning new skills, developing your mind, strengthening those you already have, all that stuff, very, very critical to your development. All these skills make you stronger. They make you more confident, being able to tackle, just tackle life with more confidence, knowing that you have skills, you have talents and abilities that boost your confidence. Use your strengths and your weaknesses to strategize, right, and figure out how you can best attack life in general, right? So learn, develop new skills, and I'm telling you, this is something I'm really trying to do. So like with videography, I'm really trying to up my skills of videography because it opens up new doors. It makes me feel more confident in my abilities. I can charge more. Like, there's a lot of variables to it, but just never stop learning. Like, don't graduate high school or graduate college and just like start scrolling on your phone and not learning new skills. That's lame. That's how you die. Like, if you don't stimulate your brain, you're literally going to die quicker. Just want to put that out there. So learn. All right. Number five, be proactive. Okay. Right. Don't just seeing what needs to be done, and doing it right. That's a big thing that I'm trying to work on as well. You're more likely to find new opportunities when you take on new challenges, when you're proactive about things, when you're looking, when you're active, when you see something needs to be done, you go after it. Instead of just kind of sitting in the sidelines and waiting, right? Be proactive, be alert, set up the meetings, approach the new people, make their relationships. You start it. Don't wait for it to come to you, because 9 times out of 10, it's not. You're going to have to initiate most of the interactions you're going to have with people, with circumstances, in order to take advantage of these opportunities that are coming along. So be proactive and do what you got to do. Number six, set some freaking goals, right? Okay, I'm not the best at setting goals. I'm not going to lie. I have like macro goals in my head, but I'm really bad about it. But Ed, like the guy I was talking about that I meet for coffee, he's good about goal setting. And he actually had me write down some goals. And literally three goals that I have right now is number one, to get 2 straight men to 150 average listeners, right? That's our goal by the end of the year, which is definitely doable. Number two is I have a goal of a certain amount of money that I want to make in 1 month. Not necessarily every month, but 1 month this year, I would like to make X amount of money in a month. And as far as things are going, even with me being out of town for almost half of July, I'm on track to hit that goal, which I'm really excited about. And the third one is to get 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year, which I can also probably do. So guys, please subscribe to the channel if you're not, because I know there's people listening to this right now that do not subscribe to my YouTube channel, and it makes me sad, and it makes my mom sad too. So please do that. But set some goals, okay? Focus on getting that knowledge and organizing your time and resources that give you the ability to open new doors and seize new opportunities. And I'm telling you, adding skills and setting goals is going to just blow your success through the roof. So please do that. And number seven, and this is like the lucky number here. This is the Lord's number. We're ending on this. It's just keep going. Just keep grinding. Keep doing what you have to do. There's a quote by Edison that I like. It says, "The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." And perseverance, drive, ambition, all that is so critical to recognizing and seizing opportunity, right? Having that determination and positive attitude is going to keep you in the game longer. That's something that I think I have as a strength, honestly, is just drive. I lack a lot of other things, but drive is something I have, and ambition, and just taking action, right? Just making the decision to find new opportunities and achieve. Just go after it, right? I mean, and that's the thing, is like, even just finding the opportunity, that's half the battle, but there's still another half of the battle you got to fight, which is to actually do it. Like, take advantage of the opportunity and execute on it. Hard work, diligence, positive outlook, it's all going to pay dividends, however you say that, when the right opportunity knocks. So make sure you are just staying consistent. That's the main thing that I want to preach here, is just stay consistent, keep grinding, do what you got to do, and I promise you, if you play your cards right, I'm not promising you it's going to happen, but if you do play your cards right, it will pay off in the end at some point. I love you guys. I appreciate it. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it on Instagram. I will repost it. I'm about to lose my voice. It's really late. I'm going to go to bed. We will talk to you in the next one. Peace.